check, check. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This is the Man Mindset. Gentlemen, we ask all you guys out here, if you can kindly do it, if you feel that this show is giving you a lot of game, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification button so you can get updated on all the shows and everything that we drop for you guys out here. Also, guys, just to let everybody know that this show is 100% original. 100% authentic. We are not copying anybody. We have everything in-house. So we want to make sure that you guys understand that, that are coming in here, realizing that we're here to show you how to see the world in a different perspective. How to see the world. How to see the world as see the world as a single-minded man. That's what we want. What we want to do is we want to make sure you see the world as a single-minded man. But in order to do that, unlike anybody else on YouTube, we always ask you to do something that is outside of your perception, outside of your reality, and outside of how you see the game, and that is simply go to Amazon, go to Walmart, Target, the dollar store, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Get your 100-piece puzzle set and start the process by going home, dumping all the pieces on the place you want to put it together. Throw the box away and start to put the puzzle together. And that's something that nobody teaches but us. But it's also very important to make the connection with yourself. And that's what is very important to all of us. The lines are open if you want to call in, and I do want to give a shout out to the 323. We'll definitely change that number as we do 2-hour shows. So I'll definitely do that. I'm sorry, guys, I have not done it yet. Also, for my poetry aficionados, a brand new track has already dropped. We dropped a brand new track, and I got another one right up next, so I'll probably drop another one. But we have a brand new track for my poetry aficionados. If you want to call in with a question, go ahead. If you have a question, put a Q in there, and we will answer any questions. We got you covered. Hope y'all guys are doing good. And for the ladies out there, you know who you are. Hey, what's up, girl? What's up? Shout out to the ladies. I love talking to the ladies. Today we're going to because I was doing it a little bit yesterday, but I want to get into this because I guess I'm the only one starting a new trend here, going on the offensive and not the defensive. And I'm doing more talk about the modern male. You know, all we've been hearing if y'all think about it, all we all guys have been hearing for years now is the modern woman, the modern woman. It is time to start discussing the modern male who creates the modern woman, which is amazing. But, you know, listen, watching this Jordan Peterson thing, I didn't even watch it. I'm just going to play it. I stopped it because we were talking about other things, but I'm going to keep playing it. And I'm going to take what Jordan Peterson saying and break that shit down to you because it was a great conversation he had. I didn't like the fact that he was crying. I didn't like the fact that he was talking about men are hurting because men don't hurt. See, there's something really odd nowadays where we want to sit around and we want to lump everybody in this one thing as saying men, and that's not the case. It's the bottom line. Either you're a man or you're not, but men don't fucking hurt. And I, you know, I'm not saying I don't agree with some of this stuff, but I want to talk about it. I want you guys to give me your opinion and basically what you think about it. So we're going to go and play Jordan Peterson. We'll take your phone calls. If you have a question, go ahead and ask the man mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. And yeah, I am in the process now starting working on the second book. I'm already working. Let y'all fucking say away, Steve. You haven't done the first one. No. First one's damn near done. It just has to be edited. I'm on to the second book right now. So we're moving to the second one right now. So I'm on to that shit right now. But anyway, so let's get let's go ahead and let's get into the game. Let's get into it. Let's listen to Jordan Peterson, what he's got to say. If y'all guys want to say what is important to you, just put a cue and ask a question. We got you covered. There are no dumb questions, okay? Always remember that there are no dumb questions. But let's go ahead and take the music out. Let's go ahead and catch up with what Jordan Peterson is saying. Let's look at it and see why everybody's got their panties all tied up. Let's keep going. Here we go, gentlemen. Oh, my God. We got Jesus Christ. I got to stop it right there. I got to stop right there. And I can play the music. I got a lot to say about that. I'm just grabbing it and then going, hold on. Here lies the problem, and this is why game is so important. How are you pushing yourself beyond any limit when you are limiting yourself? How is somebody pushing themselves beyond a limit, gentlemen, when all men do, or modern men do, is set limitations? So what limit are we talking about? What limit is a man pushing himself when all he is doing is setting limitations, not based on himself, but based off of the woman? He's limited himself by a woman and what a woman says and what a woman does and things like that. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. All my guys overseas, I just want to double check. We might be doing a live show. Let me give you a date and a time. Let me give you a time. We will be doing a live show around 3 in the morning. So look at it, maybe around 3:15 or something in the morning. We're going to do a live show just to let y'all guys know. Going live, okay? Just want to let y'all guys know. We are going live at 3 in the morning. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. How can one go beyond one's prison? And again, I see, y'all have to, okay, all right, let's talk on this. Gentlemen, y'all have to understand something, and this is important. The world today is not built on truth. The world today, okay? The world today is not 3:15. Yeah, 3:15 U.S. time, somewhere around there. Yeah, yeah. I'll set it up for you, Vic. The world today is not built on the harsh truth. And young men cannot accept and handle the truth. It's just too much to take in and I understand. See, you okay, Jordan? No, you okay, Vic? No, you okay, Vic? You're good, brother. You're good. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys, Jordan Peterson has a great mind, but Jordan Peterson doesn't have the man that doesn't give a fuck what other people think. There lies the problem. Jordan Peterson gives good information, but he's got to limit his own self and not even tell the whole fucking truth. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. There is no gentlemen. Let me go back and play that shit again. I mean that fucks me up a little bit. That fucks me up because that's a lie. Let me back that up. Listen to this. Right? What limit are they pushing themselves behind when they set limitations? This is contradicting. It doesn't make sense. How can you push beyond a limit when you set limits? How can you go beyond anything when you don't even fucking believe in yourself? I see what he's got to do. He's got to appease you modern fucking males because he hits you in your fucking chest. And then he's got to rub your chest to make you feel good about yourself. Because he can't keep it a buck because y'all can't handle this shit. This doesn't make any sense to me. It does not make sense. And that's the problem. I don't knock his mindset, but I got to knock the fact that he's not keeping it 1,000. He's saying good things, but he's not keeping it a buck. These motherfuckers don't go beyond a limit. What limit do they have when their limitations is based off of appeal? What limit do these guys have when their limitations are based off of a woman's thought? What power do they have when their limitations are based off another man? This is amazing. It's amazing, but let me keep going. God, I can talk all about this shit. Let's keep going. See, here's the thing. Before a man can do something for somebody, he must do everything for himself. See, this is another problem I got. Why the fuck are you doing everything for somebody? What the fuck? And taking away from you? Look, gentlemen, get your paper out. Nobody shows you that. Get your paper out. I'm the only one. Get your paper out. Get your paper out. Draw a line straight down the middle. To the left, right, I am. To the right, I do. Just, I'm showing you why the majority you lose just with this little piece of paper thing right here. Get your paper out. Okay? Get your paper out, okay? All right? So what I want you guys to do, I want y'all to get y'all paper out. And what I want you guys to do is I want you guys out there, hold on a second. Hold on, no, wait. Don't kick him out. Gentlemen, give me a second. Let me talk to Mr. Day. Mr. Day. The reason I stop what he's saying is because ignorant bitches like you who have no fucking game, bitch, bypass and accept shit. Don't you ever tell me what to do again, or I will just say fuck you and block you. And if you don't like it, get your bitch ass out right now. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm not going to let him finish because that's what's your fucking problem. Because all you dumb fucks don't want to hear the goddamn truth being broken down. Game breaks shit down, dumb fuck. Shut your bitch ass up. Sorry, guys. No, for everybody else. Can you guys out there, okay? Draw a line. Draw a line. Put I am on the left-hand side, put I do on the right-hand side, gentlemen. And on the left-hand side of that piece of paper, please put 100%. And I'm going to show you guys where this is all going wrong. Your biggest problem is if you're giving everything to somebody else, meaning, let's just say anything, 10%, 20%, 30, 40, 50. Anything you give to an I do, the I do is somebody. The I do is somebody. The I do is your parents, the church, anybody outside of yourself. If you're giving away information and yourself to something other than yourself first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 1,586,000, you're taking away from yourself. And let me show you how fucked up it is. Because the person you're giving to ain't giving you shit back. That means if you give 10% to somebody, they've got 100% of control over you, where you lie at 90%. You give them 50, they got 150 over you, and they're not giving you anything back. It's okay, Dave. It's all love, man. I'm trying to help you here. Just be patient. Just be patient with me. I got you. Just listen. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. And this is why the problem with never give everything away. Don't give anything away. Anything you give away must be earned. You don't just hand it away. You give yourself away to fucking women every day by worshiping them, crying, complaining, and all that shit you do. You give parts of you away to give them more power and strength over you. So this is what I'm probably saying, giving away everything. We don't give away shit. They must earn it. Let me explain to y'all why. Let me explain to y'all why. Listen. Listen. Very important. When you give something away to somebody that works for it. All right, guys. This is deep. This is deep. Please listen to me. Nobody's going to tell you about this shit. Matter of fact, nobody's going to tell you about this shit. I just want to let y'all know, hey. Well, I'm about to say, because if anybody steals my shit like they always fucking do, I want to at least let y'all know this is coming exactly off the top of my head. Nobody else is talking about this shit. All right, guys, let me tell y'all something. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was never a drug dealer. I am to myself now. But what I used to do in high school, back then in the 80s, the drug dealers always made money. So I was always hustling. Now, as y'all know, I've always hustled since I was young. I'll give you the story up to high school. When I was young, I used to play marbles in Virginia. No, it was Virginia Beach, Virginia. I went to Hermitage Elementary. I'm just telling y'all, so y'all, I ain't making this shit up. I used to play marbles, and I used to get my fucking ass kicked. I mean, we dig holes, and we would shoot marbles in the hole and shit. And I fucking sucked, but I was quite competitive. My mother told me she ain't giving me no fucking money. So what I would do is I would cut grass or I would go to the commissary and I would walk groceries to people's car to get enough money to get marbles to get my ass kicked again. So I always had a hustling mentality. When I got into a junior high and high school, I would kind of like borrow like $5 out of my mom's purse. I would go, if you could look at Clopper Road, I think Quince Orchard, I think Boulevard, whatever, there used to be a dark drug in the Safeway. I would go buy candy for $5 and I would go to school and I'd flip my money. I was always flipping money. So when I got into high school, I realized drug dealers were making all this money. So what I would do is I'd give them $50 or $100 and they would, whatever they did with the money, it's none of my business. And they would bring me back. They would flip my money. So I'm always, now the reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm trying to connect the dot here to let y'all understand something. So what I'm saying is that what I'm saying here to y'all guys is this. No, hey, Junior, no, look at your paper. Look at your paper. It's right in front of you. All you do is draw a line. I'm showing you something. You don't need the board for this one. Listen to what I'm saying. It's the same scenario. See, I don't give me away for fucking free. I'm always setting myself up to get a return on my investment. So if I give 20% of me to a woman because she's earned that 20%, I will flip that 20 into a fucking 40, 50, or 60, meaning I'm the one who's getting the motherfucking points up. Man, y'all ain't ready for this game. Let me tell you, again, let me break it down to you. Follow what I'm saying. See, when she earns my attention and when she earns my time, and she earns my respect, and she earns the dick, I don't mind giving away the 30, but I'm not giving it away. It's an earned 10, 20, or 30. Think about it like that. But what you guys don't understand is that she earned the 10, 20, or 30, but I'm flipping it. So when I'm getting back in return, see, I will lose 70. I'll be at some kind of, if I give away 30, I'm at 70, right? But what happens when I flip that 30 into 50 or that 30 into 80, which then comes back to me? So then that 80 comes back to me at my 70. That puts me where, gentlemen? Look, do the math. That's how game works. See, let me explain how women are doing this to you real quick, because nobody breaks this shit down. The woman is forcing you to beg for her percentages of her body or her touch, her kiss, or whatever. So you give away 100, 200% of yourself. I'll keep it simple. You give away, let's say you give away 50% of yourself to the woman. She keeps the 50. And sometimes she will give you 1% back. That'll keep you at 51, which makes you feel like you're actually doing something when she returns a text message, when she touches your shoulder, when she gives you a like or a heart emoji on something you're saying. You think she's actually doing something, but she's running fucking game on you. You're giving away most of you for her. She, in turn, is going to give you one point back. She ain't giving you everything back because she's running the board on you. Meaning, everything that you get, so if you're at 50% and she returns a text message, that's only a point. That's a crumb. But because you're at 50 and you get that one crumb, you actually think things are moving forward in a rapid pace. And all she's doing is giving you one crumb after another, slow dripping this shit in, because you think when she's giving you more things, it's great. There's no such thing, sir. You're in the wrong room. We don't talk about bitch ass shit like that, sir. We don't, men don't do bitch ass shit, sir. Anyway, but what I'm saying to you guys out there is that this is why they fuck you over. See, once they got your 50, now watch this. They can get your 50. They get your 50. Give you back 5 and take 10 more. They're good at that. Because every time you feel that you're moving forward, she's actually training your mind to give more of yourself away to her. See, you think you're getting a return on your investment, but because you don't have any gain, the little crumb she gives you makes you think you're doing the right thing, right? By taking her out to dinner, by paying her fucking bill, by being a shoulder to cry on, by buying her shit, by fixing things, by putting up her Halloween lights. You think you're winning when you're actually fucking losing. You're losing because you're giving everything away. You're giving half yourself away to somebody who hasn't even earned it. So she's going to take your 50 at plus her 100. So she's already at 150. So she's running shit. But what she'll do is she'll dole out 1 point. She'll give you 1 point. She's at 149. You're at 151. She's still running shit. She can point that shit and give you 5 points to put her at 145 and you at 55. And guess how she knocks you at 45? Because you at 55 feel that if I keep giving myself away, it's going to get better and better. So then you give 10% over. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Hold on. I got to answer some of these questions. I got you. Hold on. Let me answer some of these questions here. Jay asked, so is that, okay. Okay. Earning parts of you is showing you that she's more than just fuck. See this. Okay, guys, I keep telling you. See, when you have game, you bypass the fucking makeup. You bypass the low self-worth and insecurity, and you go for her core, the place that you force her. Because, see, when you meet a woman and you have game, this is where your detective comes in at. Your detective has one fucking job and one job only, J-Dog, and that is to find out the who, the what, and the why. Who the fuck is she? What the fuck does she want? And why should you give her not the dick, but why should you give her, where is it at? Why should you give her your attention? Why should you give her your time, your respect? See, this is where the game comes in that a lot of you guys don't see. See, she's got to earn those things. See, that's where y'all guys get everything wrong with the game. You give yourselves away, not only to women, but you give yourselves away to other men that tell you silly shit. You give parts of you away only to, and you never get those points back because you get nothing in return when you're dealing with a problematic motherfucker and no one's giving you solutions. See, gentlemen, let me give you an example. For you guys, you're giving me, hold on, 111. You're giving me, let's say you're giving me 30% of you or whatever you're giving me right now. What you're getting back, I'm not holding your 30. I'm trying to flip your 30 into more knowledge that ups your number for you. You're not taking my 100, but I'm not going to take your 30 or your 40. I'm not going to take what, I'm not going to take how much you're putting in to learn what you're learning. I'm not here to take it from you. I'm here to enhance where you're at and where you're learning to send it back over to you. That the knowledge of solutions over to you. You can't get problems back. You don't get points off of problems. You get points off of solutions. Huh, let me grab this call real quick, and we'll get to your next question. JM, I got you, J King. Let me grab this call real quick. Anonymous, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, yes, Steve. I called a couple of days ago about this woman at my internship when I said she's touching me, flirting, and so on. Remember? And then you told me to up my word game. And like,
yeah, you told her don't touch me like that. Yeah, yeah, don't stop.
So when the stress thing came out that she's stressed and all, and I said, yeah, you're in a relationship. I mean, you should find a way. And then I said, well, if you were my partner, I would have found a way. And then at that point,
you didn't do it right. I told you that if you were mine, never mind.
Yeah, you're right. I fucked it up. You're right. That was like...
How can you fuck up when I told you live on air and you can go back and listen to what I told you? How do you fuck it up?
I know, man, because it came out like a fucking... I don't know, man. It's the execution, the
it
whole thing.
Wait. If I say 1, 2, 3 and I tell you to say 1, 2, 3, what are you going to say?
I should say actually 1, 2, 3, but you know when
right,
you're
yeah,
in a
that,
situation.
Well,
yeah.
Then I don't want to fucking hear. What the fuck is your question? Because if you're not listening to me, I can't help an ignorant person that wants to do it. Listen, if you want to do it your way,
I can't
help you. I gave you a solution. I gave you a solution.
Right.
You chose to do it your way. So what is your question, man?
The question is, I want to learn from this one because the woman, well, she kind of started acting a little bit even more aggressive about it. She took my jacket, wore my jacket, started, like, touching me even
so
weirdly.
So what the
you know,
fuck?
She just
don't you, okay, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
You still have it because you haven't used it. So tomorrow, when she grabs your fucking jacket or something, that's when you're going to tell her, you know what? You know what I would do to you right now if you were my... You know what? Never mind. Can you please do that tomorrow? You still got it in the chamber. You haven't used it yet. So can you please, with sugar on fucking top, do it, please?
All right, man. All right.
Please?
I'm really
hard.
Just going to... Because, yeah.
Why
yeah,
are you scared? Wait.
Yeah.
This is how I want to say something. You motherfuckers say you want pussy. I'm trying to get you pussy. And yet you're fucking scared. What the fuck is the problem?
Well, I don't know, man. I guess because I haven't really done it before, this is going to be my, you know, I
brother,
want to train,
brother,
you know?
Brother, is there a pen right in front of you?
Yeah, there's a pen. Hold on 1 second.
All right. No, fuck it. Go to your light switch. It's easier. Go to your light switch. Go to your fucking light switch.
Yeah, I'm at my light switch.
Okay, is the light on or off?
It's off.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to tell yourself, I can't turn on the light and then turn that bitch on. And then when I tell you to turn the light off, I want you to say, I can't turn off the light and turn that bitch off. Can you do that for me, please? You ready?
All right. Yeah.
All right, turn on the light.
I can't turn on the light. Here, I did.
Okay, now, hey, turn off the light.
I can't turn off the light. Yeah, I did.
All right, one more time. Turn on the light.
Can't turn on the light. Yeah.
Now turn off the light. Now turn off the light.
I can't turn off the light. Yeah, did it.
So let me ask you a question. So when you tell me that bitch ass I can't do that shit, and you just turned the light off and on, was it me doing that shit or were you doing it?
No, it was me.
And was it you just following the fucking instructions that I gave you?
Yeah.
So can you please, with fucking sugar on top, just follow the fucking directions and do what men do? I know it's odd for you, but can you just follow the instructions, please?
Amen. I'm going to do it. Because at that point, I just want to.
You know what? I'll make
this
a YouTube. I will make this clip a YouTube short, and I'll post it for you so you can just watch that bitch over and over again to see that just because you say you can't fucking do it doesn't mean it cannot be done.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Well, I'm not trying to be right. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what is. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to be right in your eyes. Fuck what I say. It's about you doing what you just said you wanted to do when you told yourself you can't do it. You said you can't turn on the light. You turned the bitch on. You said you can't turn off the light. You turned the bitch off. Did I do it? No. Did I make you do it? No. You did it, okay?
Yeah, man. I did it.
All right. Because I know you're scared because you're going to be fear of success. Because when you start talking that yak to her, she's going to be more on your ass. You better get that coaching, brother, because you're going to start getting more nervous, okay?
Oh, man.
All right, man. We'll
throw
you back in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, man.
What,
thank you.
What's up? All right. Okay. Take care, man. All right. So let me get back to some of these questions, man. Yes. What does it mean to be in reaction and what does the opposite look like? JM, I can't tell you what the opposite looks like. That's why I teach you to see it for yourself, brother. And if you do the exercise I just showed that young man, you will see what the opposite looks like. Because see, game is only your thoughts and your behaviors lining up. That's all it is without you self-sabotaging yourself. But and with this thing that I'm showing you with the points is that even with this guy, his points were not with the woman. His points were with his I do. He gave his I do 50% of himself because he didn't believe in his fucking self. So the I do is not going to give him anything back in return except excuses and problems. That's how deep it is. So when a woman is to do things for you, does that mean she's running game with you? On you for X sending nude when a woman is doing things for you. Brother, hold on. A woman can only run game on a weak motherfucker. A woman can only run game on weak motherfuckers. She can't run game on a man. Because when she recognized she with a motherfucker that gets pussy, she knows she can't run game. Because she knows if she gets out of order one fucking time, she will be dismissed and replaced. So the rules don't apply to men. That's what I'm saying. Y'all are looking at the rules from an I do and versus an I am. You're not looking at the rules the right way. I'm going to get back to Jordan Peterson in one second. Let me get to let me see if I got all your questions together. X-Men, okay. X-Man asking, what are your thoughts on my situation? X-Man, I'm sorry. If you can ask again, X-Man, I got you, sir. Please ask the question again, X-Man, and when I see it, I promise you I will answer it. I didn't see it, but I'm going to get back to Jordan Lutis. But guys, if y'all got a question, please ask, and I got you guys covered. If you can, I got you. I got you, Tyler. We got another voice. I'll get you. I got you later, Tyler, but let me get on with this shit. Okay, so I got you. So, let's get back to Mr. Peterson. Guys, you want to call him? Guys, you got a question? Go ahead. Tyler, I got your stuff. Let me continue with Jordan Peterson, what he's saying. So much in the shit. See that shit? I didn't even hear that shit. You see that shit? So let me explain something to y'all guys. You don't get my time. You don't get my attention. You don't even get the dick. And then I explain why, because why would I give you any part of me that you have not earned? Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. So if I am the drug, if I'm the one that can take you beyond your edge, ladies, and I can show you things that you haven't even seen yourself, if I'm the one that does the sexo-ween, you see what I'm saying? I'm the one that does all these just great fucking creative things. I'm on the top of the mountain, but why do I have to work for you? But what they will see in a man is that, see, because we're so rare from the modern male, is that they know they got to play by a different set of rules because they know they're in this weird thing called competition. Guys, get your crayons out. Please understand this. See, for the average guy, the I do or the modern male, He's always looking as if he's in competition with other men. A man is not in competition with other men. He's in competition with himself, which throws the woman off. That shows her that she's got to compete for his time or his attention. And guys, I promise you, even with the chicks with Tyler, they will work for the dick. They will work for the time. They will work for the attention. And I know you guys can't see that because I want to go back to that piece of paper. The more you give yourself away, the further away you go from yourself. The further away you go from yourself, the blurrier things begin because you're not focused on you. She's not competition, and women are not competition. My competition is that I, in order for me to challenge me, I must create obstacles for myself to force me to be better than what I am today. I create my own competition, okay, gentlemen? I want y'all to understand that. I create my own competition. And because I create my own competition, guys, I'm not focused on her. Because I realize that I have stored in my mind thousands of ways to make her smile and make her laugh, make her blush, thousands of ways to spit yak at her, to make her feel sexy. I've been storing this shit up to the fifth grade. So, and I keep storing. So it's not a thing of when she gets here. It's a thing of showing her I'm not like the average motherfucker because I'm not giving you anything. You will get 10%, 5% of me, of my curiosity. But gentlemen, I know I'm going to get a return on that shit. Because here's the thing. If I feel that I'm not getting a return off of anything, just like a stock that goes up before, hey, stocks do this. Stocks will go like this. And you think that shit going to keep going like this? No, no, no. When you know you feel like shit's about to go this way and plateau, you get the fuck out. I will take my points back. I will take those motherfuckers back because I'm not wasting my time. I will give a little bit away, but I'm not wasting my time. You guys give a lot away and waste your time and beg and plead and all this other stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, well, hey, this is deep. This is deep ass shit. Let me grab this question right here. Okay, but if you have all this stuff for yourself, what is the woman for? Who, whatever I wanted to be for. What is she for? Well, I'll tell you what she's for. My whim. She's for when I want a hot breakfast, a hot meal at lunchtime. She's for a hot dinner. She's for massaging my back. She gets to suck on my dick. She gets to buy me things at Christmas time. She gets to buy me things all day. She gets to buy me things on Valentine's Day. She gets to buy me things on my birthday. What do you mean? What is she for? She's for, listen, and on top of that, she has the freedom to go see whoever the fuck she wants, but they're not going anywhere. She has the freedom to be, okay, listen. You don't understand, to understand what I'm telling you is to understand drugs. Now, and don't do drugs, but you should be your own drug. And what I'm saying is that the way I make her feel emotions is worth its weight in gold. Because how I make her feel, remember, I'm pushing her beyond what y'all guys are. See, she only knows average at a one or a two. I'm pushing her beyond that. So when you push her beyond, now I'm going to grab an old Tyler one before I grab all Tyler's other shit. Tyler, I got the measure, but let me grab, I want y'all to hear this because I need y'all to understand how the drug works. Let me find the right one, which is this. Let me see. No, that's not it. Hold on, I'm gonna find the one. Hold on, let me find it. Sorry. No, that's not it. Wait. I'm gonna find it. It's a very important one. Hold on. No, that's not it. Hold on. Wait. Give me a second. I gotta find the right one. Hold on. No. That's not it. Wait. Let me hold on. No, that's her playing with. Wait. Oh, wait. Here you go. I think I found it. Hold on. Wait. Let me find it. Wait. Let me see. Okay, stop right here. Okay, now this is it. Now listen. To understand what we are, it goes beyond your thought right now. But what I'm trying to show you is this is the result. You're giving them purpose. You're giving them a sense of pride and a sense of, man, I finally, gentlemen, it's like she met a unicorn. It's her lucky day. She met a fucking man that pushes her beyond because they can't understand why they are what they are because they've never dealt with us. So if you're noticing this, look at how many. Okay, if Tyler gave her 40 points, Tyler's getting at least 90 back off of this, which is a markup of 50 points. Listen. Stop. I think I'm pushing. She feels like nuts. Guys, again. Why do I need to take her out to dinner? Why do I need to kiss her ass when I know she fucks with me? She's fucked. It's over. Because remember, on her level, she can't even control her own fucking feelings. What happens when you give her a sample of what her core can be like? Let's keep going. Y'all don't understand. You see what I'm saying? Every time she thinks about Tyler, what is she giving him? A fucking point. Every time she's thinking about him, she's giving him points. What did I tell you before? When she thinks about you and then tries to think things to stop thinking about you, she's still thinking about you. Just like a crack addict that had that first drug and shit, like, you know what, I can break this. I can get over heroin or that alcoholic. I can quit drinking right now by going cold turkey. Doesn't work. And it is going to freak them out because what freaks them out, gentlemen, is the loss of something they've always had with average guys. And it is called control. The average woman is always going to be in control of the modern male and the surface dweller because the modern male and the surface dweller are never in control. So because she's in control, she's sitting on the throne, but she's losing control and she cannot understand why she's losing control, but she loves that she's losing control. She's already caught up. Do you see what I'm saying? She's already caught up. And that's what I'm trying to show y'all guys game. That's what I'm trying to give y'all an idea of what it is. She is for whatever you want. If you, guys, this is the beauty. Okay, let me just flip this real quick because I know y'all got questions. And we got to get this Jordan piece thing. Let me flip it. This is not to get mad at women. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? This is not to get mad at women. Okay? I'm going to keep it a buck with you. The power and control women have over the average guy, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. If she wants a fucking brand new TV, a dress, a shoe, a purse, she's got you to give it to her for fucking free. If she wants a brand new phone, if she wants a dinner, if she wants a drink, if she wants anything, she'll just go and get that shit for fucking free. because she has the power over the average male, over the average guy, okay? The average modern male, okay? So what happens is that I'm showing you from our perspective, there's two totally different perspectives here. From our perspective, they lose that control. Now we're in the catbird seat, so here's what I'm saying. What do you want? Do you want a brand new joystick? You want a brand new pair of shoes? You want a watch? You want jewelry? You want a brand new thing of cologne? Do you want your car cleaned out in detail? Do you want, I mean, what do you want outside of sex? Because that's the gimme, but what else do you want? Do you want her to cook for you, massage you? Do you want to bring another woman in to eat pussy in front of you? Do you want her to sit in the side of the corner and watch you fuck her friend? What is it that you want? You can have the same power she has over the average guy when you're a man, because you're giving points away to flip the points by her giving you those motherfuckers back when she realized you're worth giving points back to. I hope that makes sense. I mean, it's a lot of breakdown here, but I hope y'all understand this, okay? Okay? So let's get this right. My texting game has improved slightly. Admit, I got cold freak. Well, then you ain't got no texting game, okay? And I know. I know, but I'm sorry. You know I got to tell the guys. You know how it is. I got to tell the guys and everything how it is. Let's see here. So here you go. You think a slight level of attraction from her side is needed for yet? Okay, see, you already lost. Okay, y'all see how cold this is? Guys, please listen. You see why you're losing? Why is all your fucking questions got to do with her? Can you explain to me why all your fucking questions have to do with her? All you're doing is talking about her. You lose, man. I'm not even going to answer this question. Because all you're doing is talking about her. Not even saying shit about itself. Trying to understand, how do you get to her core? And, okay, King. The only way, one, okay. Make it simple. I'm going to use toast. I'm going to make this shit kindergarten because I don't want to complicate it. If you know how to take bread and put it in the toaster and push that thing down and pop that motherfucker up and come up with toast, and you know how to do it, then you can transfer that information over to another individual because you know how to make toast. In order to get to her core, one must have and be at his core. And this is why most of y'all guys will never get there, because they all are not students of the game. Y'all are just bird watchers. So you'll never reach your core, nor will you ever get her to reach hers, because you don't even know who the fuck you are, how you operate, and how you should move as a man. So you can never reach your core. But you can reach her I do, because she's controlling you from an I do perspective, because she's controlling you with her body, her tits, her ass, her makeup, her blush, her eyeliner, her hair, and all that other shit. So you can never get a woman to a core when you are not at your core. That doesn't make any sense. It's like, let me ask you a question. If you want to know how to be a doctor, would you go to a cook? No, you go to someone who knows the information. And the core is your information. And if you don't know it, you'll never get to her core. And that's why Tyler, for his, over 3 years now, has been a student. Tyler's been soaking up the game. Tyler's been learning under me. And Tyler's been following all the instructions to a point where he's upping more about himself. And he's reaping the rewards of all of his hard work. It's not my hard work. I'm just tutoring and teaching that young man. Tyler is doing everything on his own, so I cannot take that. And shout out to my motherfucking man. Shout out to my dog right there. I didn't even see that shit. Shout out to my brother, man. Shout out to my dog right there. But that's what I'm saying. So, again, let me hold on. All right, grab a new Tyler. Here we go. not wait. See, y'all didn't even, I think y'all missed what Jis was just saying. Y'all don't understand what the fuck I just said. Do you hear what she said? It's really special to me. Guys, y'all understand, gay. I'm going to play that again because I think that shit went over here. I want you to listen to what she said. But wait, before we do, let me grab this shit real quick. Hold on a second. Jesus Christ. God damn it. All right, hold on a second. Guys, you remember the woman that told him to take care? Hold on, I'm going to show you this. Hold on, guys. I'm going to show you that asshole woman. You remember that woman that said to him, thinking that she was running shit? You remember she told old boy that, you know, oh, goodbye, take care of yourself? Hold on, let me find that shit. Because I'm going to show you the power of the drug and how when you take it away, they go batshit crazy. Hold on a second. Let me get to that. I want y'all to see this because I want y'all to see. Okay. I want y'all to see this. Okay. I want y'all to see how this went down. Now this was weeks ago, but I want y'all to see the power of game. I'm about to show y'all something to connect with what we're about to show, but I want y'all to see this because what I'm saying to y'all guys, I want to show you receipts and results because a lot of people, they don't understand it, and I got to break it down so y'all can understand the power of what I'm about to show you. So let's look at the first thing. Now, remember she said a long time ago, remember, I don't think we need to talk anymore. It was nice to meet you. Take care. Remember that? I want y'all to remember that. Wait, guys, I want you to take a stick and put that on the wall. I want you to remember that, and I'll show you one more time. I want you to remember, I don't think we need to talk anymore. It was nice to meet you. Take care. All right? Now let's fast forward to what he got today. I know you're busy, so I don't expect a response right away. I just wanted to mention that I feel a little bit bad and I haven't been checking in with you and ask you how you have been feeling. I know you have not been feeling well the last 2 days, and I wish I was closer to you so I could be there physically to help take care of you and nurse you back to the house. But I just wanted to make sure, I just wanted to check in with you and ask you how you were feeling today and make sure that you know that I do care. Okay? I could be ticklish, but there is a line between sensual and ticklish. I think it has to do with me setting the mood and feeling relaxed. Tally says this thing. That sounds sexy. I really love the intimacy. You make it so much more than sex. See, do you? Y'all don't understand how cold y'all. I don't think y'all understand how bad we are over here. Y'all don't see the game that we're trying to teach you. Let me get to this question right here. He says, how do I entertain to use the hurricane and make 4D? You don't know. Okay. You don't even have a 1D thing. So why are you going to 4 when you're not even a student of the fucking game? You know what I don't like about you guys is that you want to move up ahead and do something. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy today. He nitpicked and stole shit from Tyler, right? And guess what? The shit worked. And then he got fucking batshit scared because he had success. Why do you, Rich, try to cheat the game? You're not a student of mine. So stop asking for 4D shit and become a 1D fucking student. Here we go again. Here we go. Ego and self-importance trying to defend a position that he can't do it. Listen to this. I asked about her because I assume for any type of relationship to work, shouldn't be a mutual. What the fuck do you mean? Sir, what do you mean a mutual attraction? There can't be a mutual attraction. She's attracted to me, and I'm attracted to me. What the fuck are you talking about? She's got to work to get my attention, and I'm attracted to me. She's got to work to get my time, and I'm attracted to me. She's got to earn my respect, and I'm attracted to me. And then when she's worth it, she gets the dick. What the fuck are you talking? Why do you guys want this even type bullshit? There is no even, son, when you're a conqueror. Allow me to finish the audio clip of Tyler to show you why it can never be even when a woman says this. Wrap your eye, just wrap your mind around a woman who can get any guy to buy her drinks, dinners, movies, TVs, rent. Listen, a woman doesn't get a guy to do just anything, but she's telling him she feels special knowing him. Keep going. Listen to you. Value and treasure. You know what? So value and treasure, he's already got a light in the fucking window. Because she can go any fucking where she wants, but you want to know why she ain't going nowhere. Because there ain't no drug like Tyler in her area. So she will always be addicted to not only the dick, but the man that's carrying that dick. See that shit? Inspiration to push her beyond her low self-esteem, low values, and all that shit that women go through, the low self-esteem and all that shit they have. Look what he's doing. He's, guys, I'm showing you, pushing her beyond her edge. And you know how they show grateful and thankful? By not only, you see, the pussy and sucking your dick is bare minimum. If Tyler wants to eat, she'll cook. If Tyler wants to go to grocery shopping to buy his own food, she'll go grocery shopping for him. She'll buy him clothes. She'll buy him colognes, jewelry, watches, whatever he sees fit, because she's grateful for finally meeting someone that's above average, that's showing her that she can be more than just average, gentlemen. How many women, see guys, y'all though guys are like, well, thank you. Thank you for spending time with me, girl. Thank you for going out on me on a date. Thank you for seeing me. She's thanking him. That's what I'm showing y'all game. And y'all don't even see that shit. Let's keep going. What's the next question? So I just got separated and it's been 14 years since I've talked to women. Now, just to find you out, can you help me? Okay, sir. Okay, Tito. I don't care if you got out of a 20 or 30 year relationship. That has nothing to do with the fact that you have not ever had a relationship with yourself here. You being in a 14 year relationship, sir, is an I do. Has nothing to do with the game. You don't know anything about yourself. My job is to get you back to your fucking core. So yes. But you telling me the sob story is not going to help me help you. You've got to help yourself by learning game, but I can't. Yes, sir. Let's keep going. Before we keep going, I got to catch up with the thing. Let me see if I... All right. Wait. So she is privileged to meet me. That being said, when you say putting your bid puts a seeking validation position... This ain't for you, first off. I'm going to tell you, this ain't for you. I'll help you with your question, but this ain't for you. Bitch. unlike your weak bitch ass, I grace a woman with my fucking time. I'm not seeking validation, you dumb fuck. I'm talking to the bitch and letting her know I'm not here to waste your fucking time or my time, you dumb fuck. The fuck you mean? You don't even know what the, you know what? You know what? Sorry, this ain't for you. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Get the fuck off here. Get out. Get out. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. To question the bid tells me you ain't got the bid. Get the fuck out. He's got to go. Let me tell y'all guys why I kicked that motherfucker out. You got to talk to the woman. But what you guys are so busy doing is talking at women. You ain't talking to women. I don't seek validation from nobody but me. So I'm giving her the opportunity to be with me. I'm not seeking validation because I'm not begging for shit. And if you had your fucking bid, you would know that shit. I don't beg. What the fuck am I looking like begging? Have you met that? Guys, if you hear Tyler shit, multiply that by infinity and see how bad I am. If Tyler's getting these results from 3 years, what the fuck you think he's dealing with a motherfucker that's been doing this at 9? So do you think that I'm gonna you think I'm gonna beg a woman for validation? How can you call in, please, if you just look above you and look below you? Wait, above you. You see that number right there? There's a number above you. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Keep going. Hold on. Let me wield it that way. Hold on, Just Me TV, because apparently you cannot read. So hold on. Let me keep pushing it. Oh, wait. Is the number on this joint? Maybe the number's at the bottom. Oh, wait. Oh, right there. Oh, shit. There it is right there. Wait, I'm following it. There it is again. Oh, wait. There it is again. Do y'all see why y'all lose? You're asking me how do you call in, and you see the fucking number, but... Boy. Why is it bad asking a woman for your number? I will tell you, a modern male. If I create my world, I got you. It's a great question to ask. I'm happy to answer that. If I am the creator of my world, okay, and I have created my detective, my studio, my film room, my guide, my warrior, my mental gym, my culinary school, my Senate, my scribe, my amusement park, my marketing team, my drug lab. If I have created that, and if I am the creator of Sexoween, where I take her and break her ass down into my crib by doing the most smoothest thing that no one has ever done on YouTube, and I am the creator of motherfucking Halloween Game, and I've created ways to push her beyond her fucking thought process, you tell me, why the fuck would I beg for her number? Wait. Why would I that creates things? Okay, wait, let me make another comment, because I forgot to add another thing. I'm sorry, I forgot to add one more thing, and allow me to show you. I apologize, guys. I forgot to add this one more thing, because I guess you don't understand that. Another thing, give me a second. That's not it. Where is it at? Where is it at, girl? Ah, here we go. Wait, is that it? No, that's not it. Oh, wait, where is it at? Fuck, where's Steven? Where is it at? Hold on, I'm trying to find that shit. I'm trying to answer your question, dog. It's a great question, but allow me to help with your answer. So if I can take her beyond her edge, You tell me, why the fuck would I ask for a fucking number as if she's better than me? Why would I do, why the fuck would I do that? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Tell me. Explain that to me. Why would I run? Why would I run behind a woman? Why would I beg for something when I'm the opportunity? That's like you getting, it's like Nike saying, if you stand in line, we'll hand you the Jordans. Let me get back to Jordan Peterson. That's crazy. Crazy. Okay, I agree. Let me explain what he's saying to y'all guys. We'll take that sheet of paper like I said. See, the problem is you give a lot of yourself away to the woman because you have high expectations. You think if I take her to dinner, she owes me some pussy. If I buy her something, she owes me pussy. You have a false perception in reality that if I go out and do this, if I go do this, she owes me pussy. So you have a false sense of reality. If I sit there and be a shoulder to cry on, let me show you. Let me show you guys. Because all these guys have one thing in common, and I want to actually show you guys. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. Let me find it. Give me a second. Let me grab it real quick. And I got your questions. Give me a second. I just got to grab this real quick to give y'all an example. See, you guys think that if I pack up her shit, help her move, that she owes me pussy. If I hang up something on her wall, she owes me pussy. If I'm over here listening to her cry about her fucking life and all that other shit, she owes me pussy. That's y'all's problem. You set a high expectation. Then when you don't get what you want because you are busy walking on eggshells, beating around the bush, asking her boring questions and being her best fucking friend, you think that she owes you pussy. You actually think she owes you pussy. And I put a new show up today about the friend zone. See, you guys build the friend zone. I teach you to build a fuck zone. Why the fuck would I be her friend? Shit. I'm going to get this. You always talk about communicating with yourself, but aren't we already communicating? Yes, F. But here lies the problem. You are communicating with yourself, and that's the problem. Okay, let me tell you about your communication, okay? I say this with love. This is a great question. Very, very great question, young man. Very great question. I'm going to start with one thing. Very great. Great. I'm going to give you an A for that question. Because the answer is yes, and that's the problem. You say, wait a second, Steve, how is communicating myself the problem? Because when one has limited thoughts, they can only communicate in limitations. Your communications are unhelpful thoughts. Your communication is procrastination. Your communication is complaining. Your communication is looking at problems, not making decisions, not knowing how to say no, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of taking risks. So yes, you have a great question. You are communicating and there lies the problem. Your communication are the limited beliefs in your I do. You have limitations. Because you believe that you're not good enough because the low self-esteem and low self-worth you have makes you think that you're not good enough. So when you're not good enough, you create a communication from the world. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. We get deep here. I want to show you what I'm talking about. Your communication is exactly this. Your communication always will rely on the last domino, because you will your determination of who you are, your value, your self-worth is the woman or what she does or doesn't do to you. See, you're looking at somebody, what they do to you versus what you're doing to yourself, if that makes any sense, young man. But it was a very, very great question, young man. Very great question. Now, I'm not joking around. That was a fucking awesome question. But, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked more. But no. It's you are. Everybody communicates. Please understand. Everybody communicates. But I don't communicate. Okay. I'm not trying to get you to communicate like me. That's not, again, this is what separates us from everybody. I don't want you to communicate like me. Well, the thing that I'm trying to get you to see that you don't, that no one has ever told you before, is that your communication lies right here. This is the communication. This is where all you go wrong. Because it is right here that makes you the most unique motherfucker on the planet. And I'm not saying that to make you feel good. I'm telling you what the fuck is. This is what makes and separates you. It is here where the communication must be at, because you must create that communication, because there's only one of you in this world. That's why we're so motherfucking different in this game. But you're not communicating through your fingerprint. You're communicating through what a woman thinks, what YouTubers say, and all that other silly shit, if that makes any sense. Let me keep going. Let's see here. Next question. Does Jordan Peterson have game? No. Listen. Jordan Peterson has a great mind, but please listen to me. If you notice about I'm a big kid. You know, I'm a nerd and a geek. Y'all know that. Y'all should know I'm a nerd and a geek. Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, fucking Lord of the Rings. You know I'm a big-ass kid. Big-ass kid. Halloween's coming up, fucking Black Adam. Big fucking kid. So for all my sci-fi aficionados, the problem with Jordan Peterson is that he doesn't have Darkseid in him, Thanos in him. He doesn't have Galactus. He doesn't have, or General Zod. He doesn't have a mentality. He's got a thought process. So if y'all looking at the I do's and I am's, he's on the cusp of the I am, but he still tries to soften the blows up to these motherfuckers. See, that's the problem. He's all right, guys, have you ever heard of someone pulling a punch? He's pulling punches. And that's the problem. He's not going full force with the punch, because he knows if he hits you with the fucking punch, you ain't going to be able to take it. So he's pulling punches. He's hitting you with shit, but he's pulling punches. But see, if he had Darkseid Thanos in that motherfucker, he would say, this is what the fuck it is. You can take it the way you want. I don't give a fuck what you think, because that's why you're losing. Because you want me to soften the blow up. You want me to warm it up for you, hand spoon feed it to your soft ass. That's where he's going wrong. See, if he just had that fuck these motherfucker attitude and let them know that this is how winners win, by not giving a fuck, he would be a cold motherfucker. But if you notice, he's always pulling punches. He's always pulling punches, okay? Okay. So, well, he says things, but again, he pulls punches. He says, what should I text her to make her think about me? K-Dog, you don't even know what to text yourself to think about yourself. That's the problem. She can't think about you because you don't even think about your fucking self, brother. It doesn't work that way. You can send me the text message real quick that you have. I'll post that shit and I'll show you why you're fucking up and losing. You mentioned talking to women versus at. How would one look at the IRL if you can, if you give it? Okay, see what I'm saying is this. I'm not looking at an IRL, NDA, FAT, or ASS. I ain't looking at any of that shit, all right? I ain't looking at any of that shit. What I'm looking at is this. And we keep telling y'all, Eddie Murphy, 1,000 words. What I'm looking at is this. My fucking time will be taken away from the most precious thing in the world, me. When I talk to a woman, that means I'm taking time from me. So in order to justify to my Senate, my marketing team, my scribe, my studio, and everybody else in me, in order, because I got to justify to me why I'm giving my time away, I don't waste words and I don't waste my fucking time. Will not do it. Because if I'm taken away from me to allow this woman a chance, an opportunity to be with me, it's got to be justification here. So I'm not going to waste time and I'm not going to waste words. I'm going to get right to the point. But see, here lies a problem. See, I'm not going after pussy like you guys are doing. That's why you fail. I'm going after those clips you hear. That's what I'm going after because I get it all. I'm going after that. I can't understand you. I'm thankful you are in my life. I think about you and I can't get you off my mind. That's what I'm going for. Y'all are just going for mere crumbs of pussy. Hey, this is what I'm going for. I'm going for the why I can't stop thinking about you and what the fuck you did to me. That's what the fuck I'm going for. I ain't going for nothing else but that because I have a conquering mentality. I don't want just a fucking crumb. I want it all. And I'm not going to waste my time like you guys who waste your time on yourselves. So I'm always going to talk to her. I'm not going to ask her any questions. I'm going to talk to her, move her where I want to go, and keep that shit pushing. That's what I'm going to do. Great question. Great question, sir. Let's keep going. Let me see here. Not really a question, but a statement. I'm a female, and my guy friend got me into you, and you be mad, right, like 100% of the time. Just me, baby girl. Listen to me. Here's the thing, young lady. You're in a man's space. And I understand because you're in the feminine, you've never heard a king speak, an emperor speak, a god speak, a lion speak, or a man speak. So you should have the right interpretations that you think what I'm saying is anger. I'm not mad at anybody because I don't give a fuck about people to be mad at them. But you'll learn that the more you listen. And I appreciate it. If you want to call in, please call in. But you're in a man's space. So here in a men's space, we talk to these young boys the way they need to be talked to. And again, from a female perspective, it does sound like it is mad. But I promise you, baby girl, you get with a motherfucker like my kind, we'll flip your world upside down. And we won't be the ones being mad. You'll be the one being mad because not only will you not be able to control us, you're going to be mad because you are losing control. But again, just me, I will allow me to give you a sample. I like to give you a sample because you might have missed it last night. Let me give you an example. What is this? Let me hold this up. See that? See the complaint? Ooh. Oh, man. Oh, she's so mad. She's so mad because she's not in control. Listen. So what I'm saying to you, and again, I think you see, you're used to guys lying to you, buttering you up, beating around a bush, and kissing your ass because they have no self-worth themselves. So they think to get in between your legs, they're going to tell you what you want to hear versus what you need to know. So I appreciate what you're saying, but it's all love. I'm not mad at you or anything. But what I'm saying is that you don't understand the difference between passion, because I'm a passionate man in all the things that I do. I don't just sit around and waste my time, because these young men's time is very important to me. So I'm not going to coddle them, okay? So I hope you understand, and there's a number if you want to call in, and if you'd like to discuss more, I got you covered, okay? Got you covered. Let's keep going before we get to Jordan Peterson. And here's the thing, Now, don't be mean to her, because guys, listen, if you notice, and this is what I keep telling about you guys, there's no mean to yell at a woman, be mean, or disrespectful. It's just y'all guys love it when guys scream at women. There's no reason. I just educated her. Ah, damn it, Tua is out. Fuck. I just educated her. So now that I educate her, she understands. So I'm a female. My guy friend got me into you. Absolutely love you. Well, here's the thing. See, the thing is what I would love for your guy friend to do, and this is why you got that, like, when you see your friend, okay, I want you to punch him in his chest. You hit him for me. And be a friendly hit, not a real punch, because I want him to let you experience sexo-ween. I want him to show you why him. You know what I mean? But I appreciate it. Matter of fact, and what I'll do, give me a second, because I'll if you don't have a if you don't have a wrench, I'll be happy to give you one. Give me a second. Wait, let me see. Let me try to get it. Hold on a second. Let me see. I'm going to give you a quick wrench, okay? Because if any woman comes in here, we want to make sure that this is a safe place for you where you're not getting harassed or anything like that. So if you give me a moment, I will give you a wrench, okay? Just give me a second. I'll give you a wrench, and you're good to go. Just give me one second. Let me see. Give you a wrench. Okay. Let me see if you have one. Just. Let me go back up to Just real quick. Lethal, Frank, blah, blah, blah. Just, I got you. Here you go, Just. And I do this for the ladies because I want you ladies to feel comfortable that you're in a safe space, that you can talk, ask questions without being harassed by any guy. So I do that for the ladies. But anyway, if you got any questions, please feel free to ask. Like the guys, if not, I got to continue with what I'm saying, okay? Let's keep going. Let's see here. Let me see here. I think we're good on questions. All right. Wait a second. He says, Steve's English is very proper. Reminds her of dad the same way. So I can understand why sometimes Steve doesn't understand a lot of the new. Okay. I like what you're saying, G-Dog, but listen. This is your problem. And I want to help you with that. If you want to know what the bid looks like, you get the you invest 30 minutes of your time to learn the bid, and you'll learn it. G-Dog, I want to say this because I get back to Jordan Peterson. The slang that I'm trying to get you to learn for yourself is your slang. You're too busy in your I do learning slang from other people. That's where you're going wrong. You're living in the world of I do. Fuck the slang of anybody else. Create your own slang for you, sir. Stop following like a sheep because somebody says something different now versus back then. And because I can't say it and you can't say the old shit and I can't say new shit, I don't give a fuck about this slang because I don't give a fuck about people. I think you got me wrong here. You think I give a fuck? I don't give a fuck. Let's get back to Jordan Peterson. Guys, you got a question, call in. We got you covered. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Fuck it. Here's the problem where I have a problem right here with you. Okay, here's the problem. Here's a big problem. I want y'all to see something. Here's a problem. When we are trying to find out what people want from the I do perspective, we are doing a disservice because what we're saying is, all right, I want y'all to see levels. It's very important to understand this. Okay. So if your thinking is at a level one, do you understand your wants are going to be at the same level that you are at? So why would I want to listen to what the fuck you want? Because what you want is to be exactly where you're at right now. And that's, I'm getting deep right here. Listen to what I'm saying. What you want, you're getting right now. See, you guys think that you want women. You don't want women. You guys actually think you want to grow. You don't. Listen, I'm trying to show y'all wants over needs. I've always been talking about wants over needs, right? Right? Intent. Remember that word I kept showing? Your intent. You really don't want to grow. And the reason why you don't want to grow is not the fact that you say you want to grow, is that you keep, I keep telling you, gang, your thoughts must be in line with your behavior. See, you can want to be whatever the fuck you want to be, but you actually are what the fuck you are because your behavior is lining up to what you really want. And that's why you guys always are going to lose in the game because you choose not to be a student of the game. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I say this to all you guys. Tyler, I got you. I say this to all you guys. And I say this with love. I say this with love. I say this with love. Every gentleman, every year around this time, excuse me, not around this time, every year around September 15th. Well, it starts in August when I tell you guys I'm going to, it starts in August when I tell you guys I'm going to set you up for Halloween. And it intimidates because, it's, you know, I tell you about women coming in. You get a new batch of women every year, guys. New batch of horny, curious, sexually curious type women. We already know that. But what happens around this year, you actually get to see what you actually are by, so let me show you how cold the game is. You see, y'all don't understand what, and Tyler, I'm going to use you, Tyler. Tyler, I'm going to use you because Tyler, you know, you're a good student of mine. I'm going to use Tyler in this, okay? I want y'all to understand this, okay? Let me grab Tyler. Let me grab two Tylers. Hold on, let me show y'all something. You what you guys don't understand is that, let me delete these things. I'm going to give you all a secret that I've never shared with anybody, but I'm going to share it with you guys right now. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you guys right now. I'm going to tell all you guys right now before I share this with you. Before I share this secret with you, I want to let you know a truth on top of a truth or a door behind the door. If you take what I'm about to tell you, and you go out there and do the Halloween thing, you've already failed. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, don't do it because you're lying to yourself. You're not doing it because you don't want to do it. You're doing it because now you, oh, shit, I got, no, no. So let me explain something to you. The puzzle pieces, Easter game, everything I do, gentlemen, all right, everything I do is always a reason behind the answer of what I give you. See, I set it up because that's how I always set up. I set everything up to put a mirror in your face to actually show you what you actually are to yourself. That's why I tell you in August about September to prepare you for you to see what the fuck you actually are to yourself. So then in September comes, September 15th, and I release the Halloween game that will always put you in a position. Halloween game where I do 75% of the work. I show you how to create it. I show you how to build it. I show you how to do everything. And then on top of the 75%, I tell you at the end of the month that you just call me and I will look for places for you. I do 75%. I just need you to do 25% and meet me not even halfway. But here's the secret in the sauce. It's not really 75% of me. I'm only giving you 25% of me. And your 75% shows you what the fuck you are. Because all you motherfuckers that say, I want women, I want sex, and I want girls, I always set you fuckers up, not for a downfall, but I set you up to see what the fuck you actually are to yourself. See, when you say you want pussy, because I'm the one, I'm bringing pussy to you. I'm bringing the pussy to you, like Tyler. I'm showing you how to set this shit up to bring the pussy to you. And all you got to do is follow the directions. That's it. But the beautiful thing about what I'm sharing with you, our secret now, is that this is set up to show why you're not a student of the game. The puzzle pieces set you up to show why you're not a student of the game. So all you guys that say you really want women and you want to learn game, you don't want to learn game because you're not doing the things to show the woman that you have a creative side, which leads to sexual creativity. You have an adventurous side that leads to sexual adventures. You have a wild and vivid imagination that leads to sex. See, you don't see that, but you're not supposed to see it. See, I'm just giving something away. So as I said before, if any of you motherfuckers do it now because of what I told you, don't do it because you're just lying to yourself. So don't waste your time. Let me see. Let me check the lines. I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking all this shit. I got to check the lines. Check the lines. Anybody on the line? Wait, I got to pull this up. Let me check the lines real quick. Okay, lines are open. Good. So I get back, but I'm just saying to y'all guys, this is why y'all lose. This is why y'all lose. Because, see, this is what I'm saying. You're doing exactly what you want to do. You guys are the majority. That's why we call y'all the 98. That's why I keep telling you men are very rare. You are actually doing what you want to do. You're actually being, see, all you guys that say, I want to change. No. Stop. You don't want to change. You want to be what you are because you are making the choices that connect to your reaction behavior to with your limited behaviors to be what it is. That's what I'm saying to you guys. So it's not a thing of I'm trying to trick you or everything. I'm showing you even with Jordan Peterson make a mistake. See, he gives a fuck about your wants. Why? Listen, you guys, I keep telling you, I'm the only one that tells you Christmas time. Or excuse me, January 31st, 59 minutes, 50 seconds to go. January 31st, 59 minutes, and you're at the 50th second to the new year. All you do is tell yourself some fucking lies about all the shit you want to do. And you never get it done because you really don't want what the fuck you want. It just feels good for a few seconds. And then you snap back. But see, for Jordan to ask what people want, there lies the problem. Because it doesn't matter what you want. Because why should... Listen, this is not being a dick move, I'll be honest. Why would I want to know what you want when you actually are the thing you really want to be? So that's like saying, well, Steve, this is a cup. Okay, that's a cup. I understand you. So why would I want to listen to your wants? Because what you want is exactly who you are. You're exactly who you are. And I don't need to know who you are right now. Because who you are right now is a person with limited beliefs. Because you want to be that way. And y'all don't even see it. It's beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa. You want to fail. You don't want to take risks. You don't want to plan ahead. You don't want to grow. You don't want to evolve. You want to make reaction decisions. You don't want to be flexible. You want to complain. You got limited beliefs. This is you. So why would I try to stop you from being you? See, goes back to the Halloween game. You guys have never met a motherfucker that has put, you have met, there's nobody on YouTube that does what I do. Get y'all to tell you that. You say you want women. You say you want women. You want to get and have what Tyler has. But you're not even willing to do what Tyler's doing. Tyler, a great student of the game, you know, he saw the want first, but as Tyler began to learn Tyler, Tyler realized that now I don't want to be a want. I want to be a need to know me, a need for me, Tyler, not me, me, but Tyler, me, or Tyler, him. But unlike you guys, Tyler was tired of the old Tyler that was maybe getting fucking crumbs and dealing with women. Tyler got sick of that shit, and Tyler said, you know what? I don't want to want shit anymore. I want to be a student of the game. I want women, and I want women to want me. But guess what? Correction with Tyler. He realized that he didn't need to create a want. Tyler then created the need. Tyler realized, I got a drug lab. I got a culinary school. I got a scribe. I got a marketing team. I got a guide. I got all these things, and they're all mine. I'm not his, me, me. Tyler meaning being his for him. And see, that's why y'all guys don't understand game, because y'all guys think that just sitting around watching me talk to you and not following. See, everything I show you is putting a mirror in your face. So when you guys, I say this, and one thing I always do is I always commend the guys that don't even go through the door. The guys that get the costume, because I got a lot of guys that are frustrated. They get the costume, they do the costume, but they can't go through that door. And I commend them so much. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, again, like I said before, all your life. Yeah, Tyler, I remember you was chasing the dance teacher. Then, yeah, I remember that, Tyler. Yes, Tyler. All your life you've been playing behind. All your life you've been losing. All your life you were just not in the winner's circle. So what happens when all of a sudden you are thrusted in and all eyes are on you? What happens when, for the first time in your life, beautiful, sexy women. Now, there's going to be some fat ones in there, because some of them fat ones think that they're beautiful. Like, well, hold on. I got to fight Superman tomorrow, but I'm beautiful. I'm sexy. So you have a few fat ones in there, but you don't have to give them a car. What I'm saying is that a lot of guys feel the fucking pressure of shit. My world is about to change. And a lot of guys can't handle that. My world is actually going to change. Meaning that when I open that door, who I used to be is dead now. I'm finally going to get to be that guy. I'm finally going to be the guy that women are going to come up to. Women are going to grab my hand. Women are going to grab my hand and take me to their friends. And women going to just, and everybody's going to be looking at me, and then it's a great amount of pressure. But the only way I can break you is by putting you in pressure. But I appreciate the guys that say, you know what, Steve, man, I did everything. I got to the door and I got scared. Or, Steve, man, I went through that door, and man, I just got nervous. I just never had a woman talk to me like that before. I never had beautiful women come up to me and ask to take selfies and all that. It just freaked me the fuck out. But I understand that, because you need to be in it. You need to taste it. You need to feel it. You need to see what's going on. But for you motherfuckers out here to say you want women coming to you, you want women to do all the shit you hear for Tyler, and yet I'm doing everything I can to put you in that prime position, you gotta be fucking kidding me. But it's not just the It's not just the Halloween. You see, guys, most guys don't even know what addiction is, a woman that is really addicted to you. So let's get to the next group, the Sexoween guys. I do something for them on Valentine's Day. I do something for Halloween. I do something for Easter that no man has ever done before. No man has ever, no YouTuber has ever taught this game. None, zero. What freaks them out is they can't handle a woman who's drugged the fuck out on them, because they're used to being the ones running behind the women versus the women running behind them, and they get freaked out too. So getting back to Jordan Peterson, what I was saying, I'll go back to this call, but y'all call if y'all want. But getting back to Jordan Peterson, what I'm saying to you guys out here, the problem is that if I'm going to do you a service, the greatest service that I can do for you is say, fuck what you want. Because what you want is what you're getting right now. So why would I want to listen to your sob-ass story of things not working out and life being terrible for you when that's what you wanted? You don't want women. When opportunity presents itself, you don't want to do it. You know how many guys that I let go? Have you done your puzzle piece? Nope, I can't help you. Have you done the Halloween? No, I don't think this is for you. You don't want to win. No, but Steve, I want women. No, you don't. Your behaviors are showing. But what I'm saying to you is, Jordan, again, is pulling punches. He should never listen to what fucking people want, because that is the level of their thinking. Their thinking thinks that what they want is actually something brand new when they actually are getting what they want. They want to be by themselves. They want to lose. They want to limit themselves. Oh, come on, Miami. Fuck. They want to limit themselves. And as they are limited themselves, that's what they want, because they keep reinforcing the want. So that's why, and I already answered your question, JB, but that's why I say to you guys, that's what Jordan is fucking up. He gives a fuck about your wants. Let's keep going. Nah, but let me tell y'all something. See, let me explain something to you. A lot of guys think that fame is going to make you happy. A lot of guys think that fortune is going to make you happy. And a lot of guys are miserable. Guys, I see it all the time. I've always seen it. And I'll explain it to you. Here's what Jordan's fucking up again. A lot of guys out there, they say they want certain things, like you wanting women. It's women, excuse me. You wanting women is like an artist saying, I want to be a big artist, or an actor saying, I want to be a box office smash. Just like you guys saying you want women. But when they get it, they can't handle it, and it fucking makes them depressed. Drugs, drinking, until maybe something bad happens, or maybe not. Maybe they kill themselves, something like that. All that stuff happens. But that is all the problem here. Gentlemen, guys, my sister was very popular. So I want my own popularity, because in junior high school, I kept being known as Tracy's little brother. Now that gave me some carte blanche with some of the girls and shit, but I didn't want to ride on that shit. I wanted my own. I wanted to be my own motherfucker. So I was living in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and we moved to Germantown. I could have stayed in school in Gaithersburg, but I went to MOK in Germantown, and I acted the fuck out. I became popular, but my sister never told me what comes with popularity. See, I wanted popularity, but I saw popularity from outside of the house, or do a glass when I didn't know what it was about. Couldn't do, guys, literally anything you do, rumors, gossip. You talk to a girl, you're dating her. You hug a girl, y'all are fucking. And it's just anything you do is just a rumor. Matter of fact, I always tell you the story, my ignorant ass. I lost this girl named Kim because we were at the roller skating rink. I tell you, this is a roller skating rink. We had the roller skating rink, and I was messing around with this other girl named Christine. Can't tell her, name. She's Italian. And all I do is apologize to Kim. Didn't apologize. The whole different thing. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that rumors swirl around and shit like that. But as I tell you guys about this, is that as a man, you think you want to be a man? Do you actually want to be a man? When being a man means that you're going to have to manage emotions, crying, sad, happy, horny, missing you, wanting to kill herself. Because, I mean, it's not just fucking women. You got to manage these fucking women. You got to manage behaviors. You got to realize that you can't go to Thanksgiving with every one of them. You got a few that you got to choose to spend Christmas with, Christmas Eve with, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, the next day, the first of the year, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Valentine's night, your birthday, Jesus Christ, the eve of your birthday. Some want to go from the eve to the day. Some want the day. Some want to be in the day to carry over. So you guys think that it's just, hey, I'm getting a woman, I'm just going to get some pussy. No, man, it's so much depth in all this shit. So many things that you got to manage. You got to manage feelings, all that. It's a lot of things. Okay? Let me see here. Don't most psychologists do this, but they enable pressure. No, let me tell you what they do. This is fucked up, but I'll tell you what they do, and I don't want you to believe me. I want you to think about this. So listen to this, okay? Check this out, okay? Okay. The psychologist has to keep the faucet dripping. Faucet is money. The marriage counselor has to keep the faucet dripping. Do you think they're just going to give you the answer right away? Fuck no. Let's talk. Tell me how you feel. Oh, really? How does that make you feel? Uh-huh. I see. Uh-huh. How did that make you feel? Oh, our time's up. I'll see you next week. You see that? That's how they get you, motherfuckers. They're not there to solve your fucking... Oh, my God. Y'all are so blind. These motherfuckers ain't there to solve and fix you. Gentlemen. If you, I'll pull it up. I'm going to give you the thing because I want to make sure. Let me see here. I'm going to pull something up for you. Oh, where is it? All right, watch this, guys. Watch this. I'm about to fuck your head up. Watch this shit. Let me show y'all what this is. Watch this shit. Y'all ready? All right. So, to become a doctor, surgeon, you got to complete a 4-year undergrad program along with 4 years of medical school, 3 to 7 years of residency program to learn the specialty that you're going to do, okay? All right, so that's between 10 and 14 years, okay? That means you got to complete your undergrad program. You got to perform well on your medical college examination tests. You got to finish 4 years of a medical school. You got to enroll and complete your residency program. Then you got to obtain a medical license in your state. That used to be a doctor. So why do you guys think that you're going to be a man overnight? Why do you guys think that you're going to be a man by reading a book or watching a YouTube? Do you not understand? That's where they fuck you, because what they do is they tap into your fucking feelings and just, uh-huh, How does that make you feel? Oh, that's not fair. Oh, that's not right. Oh, poor women this and oh, poor women that. And y'all don't even see they getting y'all ass on shit. Y'all don't even see it. Y'all don't even see what they're doing to you. Because you're trying to solve a long-term problem with a quick-term answer. Doesn't work that way. That's why, guys, listen. I always tell you, I'm the only one. Go in your house. I don't know where they're at, but look at all those books that you have collecting dust. You got books on fear, confidence, mentality, understanding me, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you got books on women and this and that and that, da da. Do you wonder why you the same motherfucker? Do you wonder why you're not growing? Hold on, let me check the lines real quick. I got to get you lines. 217, I got you 1 second, brother. Give me 1 second. I'm going to tell you why you're not growing. Because there's one component that they're not telling you. And I'm the only one that has told you. Let me get to 217 real quick and I'll finish this. Because I know maybe I had him on hold. Let me get to 217 real quick and I'll get you out. 217, sir, how can I help you, sir?
What's going on, Steve? I appreciate it. Don't let me interrupt your appointment because you were dropping bombs.
Oh, no. Okay. You want me? Okay. Let me finish. I'll come back with you. Okay, sir? Give me 1 second. Okay. 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 The number one reason why you guys fail has everything to do with kindergarten, first grade or second grade. Everything to do with kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. And you don't even see it. Allow me to help you out because no one's going to tell you this fucking bitch I know. Don't stay in there 217. Don't hang up. I'm going to tell you the secret. And it's kindergarten, first and second grade. See, remember I'm the only one to tell you this. When the teacher was teaching you your numbers and your alphabet, he was putting that on a mental table or an imaginary table. You had to grab that number and you had to take your teacher's information. He said, this is a one. So you had to take what he said and you don't even realize it. Your blacksmith forged so you could understand what a one was. When they were telling you about your letter A's, B's, and C's before they got to the phonics, you had to take the – see, the teacher sent out the information. You, on the other hand, took the information, but you didn't imprint the teacher's information because you wouldn't get understanding at that point. You had to forge it to gain understanding of what it meant to you. Now let me show you where y'all are fucking up. See, you forgot about that kid because you've always, now that you're taking women and putting that poisonous word in your mindset or whatever, what happens is that now you're just reading books to read books. And why they are bouncing off of your fucking mind and not soaking in to your I am because you're just hearing information. You're not forging the information, listening to the information and forging the information to benefit you and then utilizing the information to go out there and do it your way to fail, win, draw, to then come back to your film room and do the study. See, that's, listen, I'm telling you right now, even if you have my book, Thinking the Way You're Thinking, it's not going to help you. Look at that. See that? I can lose sales right now by telling you this shit. I'm no different. So I don't want y'all to say, well, Steve, you're just trying to say you're, no. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter who the author is. It doesn't matter who the author is. But see, I'm the one of very few telling you about the blacksmith. That's the missing ingredient to why you're not learning. Now, you've already taught yourself how to learn. It's just you're not accessing that information. When the teacher told you the fucking letters, A was A, B is B, C is whatever, the fucking phonics of it, you didn't understand it until you begin to forge that whatever the teacher was giving you, where you can understand it for you. So then when you did this weird thing called studying for you and you only, you showed the teacher that you're actually listening to what he's saying versus hearing what he's saying by getting good grades or average grades. But the good, the average, or bad grades is based off of your hearing information or your listening and learning information. See, when you're learning information, you're not taking the teacher as face value. See, show you game. See, a lot of you guys look at me or Lucario, 50, Zag, Miles, Taekwondo. Y'all look at it as, well, Steve, you a short black motherfucker that's married and old and shit. What the fuck are you teaching me, motherfucker? See right there? You're not teachable because when you were in second grade, it wasn't about the teacher as well. It was the information that motherfucker was sending your way that you took the information. You took the one, the two, the three, the A, the B, the C. You didn't think about the fucking teacher because you were listening, and that's how you were able to obtain, learn, forge that information, and then scribe it. You fucking to put that shit through your goddamn Senate. You motherfucker put that through your studio. You put every single thing as a child through everything I'm showing you right now. Let me show you. This is deep. Nobody tells you this shit. I told you we're the only ones that do this shit. I'm telling you. Let me show you what y'all did. You took the numbers. First thing you did, maybe you went through your detector because you started to become curious. Why is a 1 a 1, and what is the difference between a 1 and a 2, right? Okay? So once you learn the information, you put it in your studio, okay? And how you learn, some of you guys could take the information and learn about the 1s and 2s. Some of you guys had to be taught through story form. I mean, we all learn in different ways. But for me, we had a Schoolhouse Rock. You know, 3 is a magic number. You know, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. And he'd say, now say it backwards. And I'll say it again. 3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3. See what I'm saying? We all learn in different ways. What I'm saying is that you learned it your way, which you guided your guide on you. And then when you didn't understand something or failed or missed something, you went back to your field room, you assessed it. And then with your little fucking tiny ass warrior, you moved forward because through that warrior and your little fucking mental gym, you started to believe that I know my fucking numbers and I know my alphabets. And then you just stored the information in your mind. And that is why the information is stuck, because it is on your core. That is why you can say your alphabets and your numbers like that, because that's attached to your core. But nobody's going to tell you that. See, what they want to do is they want you to keep. See, here's the thing. They want you to keep buying the fucking books and all that other shit because they know you are set up to fail. Don't y'all understand that? You guys are set up to fail because what you guys do is you're only hearing information. You're not listening to information. Because if you were listening to the information, it's not the fact that you're listening to learn. See, you don't, when you were a kid, you didn't listen to learn. You listen to teach yourself. Oh, shit. God damn. Let me take some water on that. Hold on a second. Let me say it again. You didn't listen to learn. You listened to teach yourself. That's the ingredient why y'all lose. Because y'all can buy all the books you fucking want. You're always going to fail. And that's why y'all failing. Because not only you're not listening, but you're actually doing an I do. Because you're listening to and reading all these books, not for an I am. You're doing all this shit for a fucking woman, an I do. Thus, that reinforces the hearing and not listening. Because if I put a drop of poison in this water, I can't drink it no more. But you guys drink from the poison because you don't realize that no one's going to teach you this shit. Let me check that out. Let me get back to 217. I'm sorry. I know you want to ask a question. I'm sorry. I keep running my mouth. But 217, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man?
Hey, I was sitting there listening. You giving them game. So I was just sitting back listening. But my question was, I listened to that FMA class one.
We can't talk about products on live on air. But if you have something, let's talk about something else. Yeah, talk to me about something else.
Okay. Well, I guess my question is this. So I just in a situation where I just broke up with my girl. I ain't gonna lie, I was going through it. I'm over it now because
I got you. Let's for my dog Taekwondo to say this. Let's unpack this. All right.
Okay.
You broke up with your girl was the end domino. Why did y'all break up?
Well, this is why we broke up. It was I'm gonna expose myself.
Wait, stop. Time out. Wait. Hold on, 217. You know what I'm about to tell you. Listen, if I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just give me the 4. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree.
Okay, the reason why
don't
I
tell
broke
me
up,
you're in line.
Why
yeah.
Up.
Why'd you? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I broke up with my girl. It's because I didn't like the I wasn't having a relationship and I didn't like how she was treating me.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, stop right there. Now we're gonna keep going deeper. How long were you with you? How long were you with her for?
We were together about 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. When did this treatment start?
I would say about months. 4 is when it really started, but looking back.
Okay, if it started for month 4, when did you make her your girl?
Well, I made her my girl probably month 1. We knew each other.
So you made her your girl month 1, then month 4 she got out of line, but you kept her around. So you're saying 6 months. So let me make sure I do the correct math. 6 months.
I didn't correct the behavior.
See, that's where people understand. You did correct the behavior. You rewarded the behavior. You wanted her to disrespect you. It wasn't a thing that you wanted her to stop. You wanted her to do that because you didn't know you well enough to tell her fucking ass, please fuck up so I give me a reason. Give me a reason to get rid of you. Because I need to get rid of my bugs anyway. But what's up?
The funny part about that is that happened in the relationship where that exactly happened where she did something. I said enough was enough. But then my job.
Okay, wait. Call her. What did she do? What did she do, brother? What did she do?
All right, so she basically disrespected me.
Two plus two is four. What did she do?
Okay.
What did she do?
I gave her some money for lunch and she said it wasn't enough.
Yo, wait, you did what?
That's what happened, Steve.
Wait, let me ask you a question. When is it written in the law of man? I guess this is why my second book is very important. Where is it written in the law of man that it is your job to give a fucking woman money who's supposed to be responsible for her own fucking money? When did it become your job to be her fucking parent?
You know, see, it wasn't my job looking back at it in hindsight. I was trying to do something nice for her as a boyfriend.
No. You want to know what nice is to a woman? I got your questions as well. You know what nice is to a woman? Nice is her being able to see you. Nice is her being able to suck your dick. Nice is being able to feel your cum on her back or face or in her hair. That's not, fuck you mean, why would you give her money? What the fuck is, wait. Did she, Frodo and Bilbo Baggins go to Mordor and get the ring? Did she do that? Did she do that? Did she Superman, Batman, and Flash and all those motherfuckers stop Steppenwolf? Did she do that?
Nah, she didn't do all that.
So then what the fuck did she do that was so amazing that you had to break off her some money when she should be her own self-sufficient woman? Please tell me.
You know, see, you're going to call me a sucker, but I felt like because she was my girl, you know.
Oh,
you're,
my
you're,
God.
Like,
no,
I did it.
Wait, stop. You see where the problem, guys, I want y'all to listen to this. She ain't your fucking girl. That's an I do. I'm her fucking man. I am. Do you, what the fuck? What? Do you see where you're
going? You know, you're right.
That's my girl. That ain't your fucking girl. That ain't your fucking girl. I'm just letting you know.
It?
Yes.
Can I
up?
Say that statement?
No, you can't. You already said it.
I am. Okay.
Because what?
I was gonna say because I am her man. I wanted to fix that because words have power. So if I said it wrong, I'm gonna correct myself.
You wasn't.
Like,
no.
Power,
I
want to
hear that.
Right.
That was your girl. No. You said exactly because you said it from the self-conscious. Self-conscious. That was right. Your girl. That was your girl. And that's why you treated, because you treated her like she was worth. She was greater than you. That's my girl. Fuck you. I'm her man. Fuck, why would she be my girl? Why would she be my girl? I'm her motherfucking man. I ain't her motherfucker. That ain't my girl. I'm her motherfucking man. You see what I'm saying?
No, I see exactly what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
I realize that now. Like, I look back at it in hindsight. I realize that now. That's why, they probably think, oh, he's getting our, no, he's not getting our 217. You just tell me like it is. I understand where you're coming from. And I respect you. You know,
so yeah, but what's your, question? I got to open the lines back up because I have to finish some of this joy piece.
Here's my question. I know the best way to move on is to get over it, suck it up, talk it to the game, move on. My thing is
get over what?
Know,
What are you getting over?
I'm talking about the breakup. Just you know the feeling of the relationship. You know, it's fresh, yada yada, blah
dude,
blah blah.
Dude, hey brother. Wait, let me see if I can find that shit. Mm-hmm. Brother, I totally get what you're saying. Give me a second. Let me explain what I'm saying. It's tough. I get what you're saying.
I'll get over it.
No, you can't. I can't. Unlike you, I can't. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, man, it's tough. I'm not even being a dick about this shit. Hold on, give me a second. Let me find it, pull it up so I can give you a prime example of what I'm talking about so I can have everybody in the room to understand the heartbreak. Heartbreak is tough, man. You and I go through a heartbreak too, bro. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the shit you're saying is really fucking wrong. You want some I do shit. You heartbroken over some I do type shit. What was so special about it that you feel broken? No, come on, let's stop that, don't lie.
All right, so to be honest with you, I just felt like at first when the relationship started, tell me how you feel.
Now I'm telling you that's the problem. You tell me an emotional side of you, your fucking feelings. But go ahead, I'm listening, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel.
The relationship was good. I'm thinking like, okay, I could fully, my first mistake in this relationship was, like you said, thinking I could fully invest in everything on me cool. That was my first mistake in the relationship, was thinking I could fully invest and do what I do instead of relying on the I am and just, you know, doing what I got to do. That was my mistake. The next mistake is, like you said, I was nice to her the whole time, thinking, you know, I'm going to be nice to her. I'm going to treat her right. I'm not going to be a douchebag to her. That was the second mistake. So when the problem started, you know, it was like, I can't blame nobody but myself because I allowed the stuff. I allowed it. I didn't check it at the door. I wasn't the king. And so now, like, it brings me back to my question. It's just like, I already know you got me on a, you already got my products. We're going to talk about the products, like you said. But, like, it brings me back to my question is, what, I got my puzzle. What is the next step? The first step.
Get me on the back end. I'll tell you. Well, I'll see that you just get at me on the back end. I'll show you. Can't talk about that right now. But you're
I got you.
Right, but hold on. Let me say no.
I got you. I don't want to disrespect the show.
Yeah. No, you're good. Hold on. I'm just trying to find what I'm trying to get you to see. Give me 2 seconds. I'm almost there. I gotta explain something because you got the wrong. You got the problem is with a lot of y'all guys. Y'all got the wrong fucking heartbreak. Come on, bitch, where is it at? I know I'm getting close. I feel the vibe. I'm getting close to where I want to show you. Hold on, guys. I'm looking to try to get close with it. Where the fuck is it at? Come on, girl. Come on. I know I'm close. I'm close. Ooh, I'm getting close. Hold on, guys. I'm getting fucking close. I'm getting close. But, yeah, but so are you still, like, caking over the bitch right now?
Am I caking over? No. Do I feel some type of way? Yeah.
Why you feel some type of way about it?
I still feel some type of way because I feel like I ain't gonna lie. I was caking hard. You like, see, I was caking hard, bro. I ain't gonna say I was straight caking, and I felt like I loved her, you know, and I still have feelings for her because it just happened a couple of days ago, so I gotta get over it, but.
She broke up with you. I was sure she broke up with you. You didn't break up with her.
No, it was kind of like I called her bluff. I was like, we can end this right now. And she was like, cool. And I was like, wait, I couldn't believe she actually ended it. I was like,
it should have been ended anyway. Why did you try to end it? It should have been ended.
Because I was cupcake. Because see, like you said, I was cussing like a little softy, And I wasn't being the man. She was being my girl. After my do stuff. So and that's what it was. And like my main thing is as far as building the confidence is, you know, I gotta talk to you about that on the back end. But
I found what I'm looking for. I'm gonna set it up, guys. Give me a second. I'm about to. No, don't go nowhere, Carl, because I wanna show you.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hey,
Steve.
Right,
I'm messaging you. I'm all ears.
I know. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Give me a second. Let me just pull it up real quick. You want to hear double voice? Hold on. I got to be quiet. But give me 1 second. I got to load it up. I'm going to load it up. Give me 1 second. Load this shit up. Guys, let me find what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to repeat it twice. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry for that delay. Let me find what the fuck it's under. It's under 107. 1007. Where the fuck are you at, girl? 1007. Oh, here we go. I got it. Here we go. Okay, here we go, guys. Damn, this is going to be important. That's why I'm doing this, guys. This is a very important thing I'm sending y'all, guys. So here we go. All right, load it up. Okay, call.
Steve, I got it.
All right. All right, you can go. I'm going to just talk to everybody and tell you. I'm going to tell you about the breakup. I'm going to tell you about the pain of the breakup, and I'll open the lines back up, but I'll throw you back in. Guys, there's a pain that you should be going through as a guy, and I'm going to explain to my pain that I'm going through that apparently you guys are not going through. I'm waiting for that shit to load the fuck up. Load up, bitch. And hold on, Tyler. I got you real quick. I'm trying to load this shit up. I'm trying to show you the pain that I'm going through, guys. The pain that every man goes through, okay? I'm loading it up right now. And I'm waiting for that. Okay, here we go. So guys, I apologize. I got you all your questions. But now, as I say to y'all guys, I go through a pain every day. Now, his pain, let me mute him because he's making a lot of noise. I'll mute him real quick. See, his pain is a breakup with the woman, okay? That's the pain he's going through. But see, when you're a man, the pain that you're going to go through, you're going to go through pain every day. Because every day when you wake up, you will have evolved into something brand new. So that means, number one, you've got to systematically fall back in love with yourself. And as you are falling in love with yourself for that day, you are going to think that this is the greatest you. But the greatest pain is at 11:59 when you've got to let the greatest part of you go. You want to keep him around because you feel he's very important to you, but you got to say goodbye to the best part of you to what? Usher in the new you. So that's what I wanted to say to y'all guys. And that's why I was saying it's a difficult thing when you're a man growing as a man. Okay. So, you know, it's all good. So let's keep going. I'll get to Tyler in a second. Let me grab Tyler real quick. Oh, we got a lot of Tyler. God damn it, Tyler. What do we have right here? See that, guys? I gotta stop right there. But guys, do y'all see what I'm talking about here? See what I'm saying? She's not okay. She's addicted. He has brought her past her point, and is based on what Tyler chooses to do. Tyler can just ride this ride right now and just be good forever, and she will be loyally to him forever. It depends on how much of a conqueror he wants to be. He wants to conquer all the way or whatever, but she's already submitting her mind and her body to him because she's seeing things in herself by being with him. And that's the beautiful thing about being a man. You see things. So let me get back to Jordan Peterson real quick. Oh, wait, I'll reset the lines real quick. 217, I'll let you go. Let me reset the line real quick. I'll reset the line real quick because I want to finish up this Jordan Peterson.